We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, it is 94 WIP. And before we get to Beat the Hammer, let me tell you this. You've got a chance right now to win $1,000. Just text the word PLAY to 72881. That's the word PLAY to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide texter is going to win $1,000. You've got another chance to win $1,000 coming up in an hour at 1 o'clock today. Also, this very time on Monday and every weekday, noon here on WIP. Every weekday at 8 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BetQL, BETQL. All right, Beat the Hammer. We do it every single Friday at this time. And Beat the Hammer is sponsored by J&S Mitsubishi. It's the J&S Mitsubishi Any Trade Go Sale. Visit jsmitsubishi.com. And today for Beat the Hammer, our contestant, he is playing for Owen. He is playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Fightin' Phils versus Rumble Ponies on Saturday, June 26th. That's coming up soon at 6:45 p.m. at First Energy Stadium. It's Mega Blast Fireworks Night, largest fireworks show in stadium history. For more information and tickets, visit rphils.com. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
All righty, our contestant, John, as you see, is Owen, but not Owen from Glassboro, Owen from Westchester. And my screen here, courtesy of James Seltzer, says that he has beaten me before in Beat the
Hammer. He has beaten you before in Beat the Hammer.
And what were the circumstances?
So, Owen, I don't remember the category, but he beat you. And then you guys did a rematch the next week. Owen, I guess, annoyed you when he won or something. And you were like, let's do it again next week.
I remember this
and
guy.
And then you won the second one.
Hello,
so this is
a
rubber match.
Hello, buddy.
Holy
That's
cow.
That's the three.
Yeah. Yep.
This is the rubber match.
Rubber
How
match
long
time.
Ago was this?
Like a year,
October.
Maybe. Yeah, like close to a year, so 7 years.
Wow, this is exactly what we're looking for, Owen.
Oh, and just so you know, and I don't know what the category was, but I only lost to you and Beat the Hammer because I was in such a bad mood about Carson Wentz back in October.
Yeah, that's it.
Of course, the next week,
I
was still in a bad week about Carson the next week, and I guess I got it together. So, oh, and what category did you beat me in?
NBA Finals.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Owen, how do you feel today, my man?
Depends on the category. I'm hoping it's the Philly heartbreak.
Philly heartbreak. Good Lord. All right. Well, look, I come in here with a record of 160 wins and a mere 23 losses. I expect 161 today. Owen, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, pal.
I expect number two.
I love it. Yes, let's get it. Screw it.
I think Joe was just sort of flexing right there.
A little bit.
You know, I come in here with a record, you know, recited that for Owen's benefit. Now he's slowly, holy cow.
Taking his time here.
And he's not
George. Slowly meandering.
Was he doing that to annoy us? Because
he's
going over the top today.
Yeah, he's really slow. All right, are you ever going to walk in that room? There we go.
Owen, we are so behind you here.
Owen, who has beaten the hammer. Owen, you ready to play Beat the Hammer?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Category for the worst this week. Owen won in some NBA style trivia last time, and guess what? We're doing a little NBA again.
Oh, I thought maybe that
this
was
this week we had the NBA MVP announced, and we had the NBA All NBA teams announced. So that is our category for the week: NBA MVPs and NBA All NBA teams. You ready to roll?
Yep.
All right. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Nikola Jokic just became the fourth center since 1990 to win the NBA MVP award. Name two of the other three.
Shaq.
I need a second.
Pass.
Only two players have made the All-NBA first team each of the last two seasons. Name one of them.
Harden.
Who was the last player to win an NBA MVP award and the NBA championship in the same season?
You said MVP final?
NBA MVP award and an NBA championship in the same season.
Kevin Durant.
LeBron James just got named to his 17th All-NBA team. Only three other players have been named to 15 All-NBA teams. Name one of them.
Duncan.
Only three players have won the NBA MVP award three seasons in a row. Name one of them.
Shaq.
All right, we got one. We got one. It's all right, though.
Tough
ones. These are tough this week. They are tough this week. I think they're tough. I think they'll be tough for the
Hammer. Who's the other?
We're waving him in. You'll hear. Hold on. We're going to wave him in.
Okay.
Won't give anything away.
I think we're in a good spot.
Yeah, we got a shot.
And
slowly
rolling
in. Sauntering his way in.
Almost walking backwards. He's walking so slowly. Is this dread that fills him causing
him? I'm not walking.
Is he
backwards.
Ben at the line?
No. But I don't feel great.
Good.
That's it's reflected
hear.
In your body language.
Yeah, I don't like the fact that this guy beat me. And,
yeah, it's good.
Owen in Westchester, how did he do?
You ready?
Well, I'll be more ready if you tell me how he
Clock
did.
Clock has started.
Clock hasn't started.
35 seconds left.
All right. Let's go.
Category for the week. We just got named this week the NBA MVP, the All-NBA teams. Those are our categories. NBA MVPs and NBA All-NBA teams.
All-NBA teams and NBA MVPs. An odd category, but let's roll.
You ready to roll?
Sure.
All right, question number
Can
one.
Can I just ask a question?
Clock has started.
When did All-NBA teams begin? If you ask me, like, who's done it 12 times, like, I don't know if they had it back in Wilt's time. Let's play Pete.
You should know these things.
I should. Let's
you
go.
You ready to roll? All right,
let's
question
go.
Number
let's
one.
Go.
Nikola Jokic just became the fourth center since 1990 to win the NBA MVP award. Name two of the other three.
Shaq, and since 1990, David Robinson.
Only two players have made the All-NBA first team each of the last two seasons. Name one of them.
Repeat the question, please.
Only two players have made the All-NBA first team each of the last two seasons. Name one of them.
Boy, I'm going to come back to that.
Who was the last player to win an NBA MVP award and an NBA championship in the same season?
Wow. I'll go with LeBron.
LeBron James just got named to his 17th All-NBA team. Only three other players have been named to 15 All-NBA teams. Name one of them.
15 All-NBA. I will go with Kobe.
Only three players have won the NBA MVP award three seasons in a row. Name one of them.
Bird. And first team All-NBA, I'll say who is it?
Giannis and Luka are the two players who've been the last 2 years on the All-NBA first team. Hakeem Olajuwon, the
well,
other
what happened?
Center.
What's
you
the
won
result?
3-1.
All right, well,
an
thank
easy
you.
Win.
Oof.
Hakeem Olajuwon, and then Kareem, Tim Duncan, and Kobe, and then Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain, and Larry
All right,
Bird.
I mean, there was a lot to process in there. There was
were,
an awful lot.
They were
lot.
Tough this week. They
just to be clear, I didn't know, and I wasn't going to ask you. You asked the questions of both of us the same way, but by All-NBA, did you mean first team or first three teams?
I specialize.
What did you say?
I said only two players have made the All-NBA first team.
I know you did.
And for the second one, I said an All-NBA team. And LeBron just made his 17th All-NBA team. So
yeah, see, I don't think. See, I don't think a third team player is on the All-NBA team. I think he's on the All-NBA third team. Just for a point of reference.
Well, it doesn't matter. An All-NBA
team. No, it matters
team.
To me.
What does it matter?
No, it matters.
LeBron was on the second
well,
team
he's not
this
on
year.
The All-NBA
he
team.
He is. He's he on was, the second team
If he was
this
all
year.
On the NBA team, he'd be on the first team.
An All-NBA team. Are you
see
serious?
What I'm saying? Yeah,
no,
I am serious.
You're wrong about this, dude. It says it. He's made 17. These
but you can't be on the third team All-NBA team.
He's on the second team.
Well, we're the second.
Yes, you can. It's
you're
All-NBA.
A second
it's
stringer.
Called the second.
You're a second or third
you're
stringer.
You're flat out wrong about
I
this.
Know they call the whole thing All-NBA.
LeBron has made 17 All-NBA teams. That's right. What. That's the stat.
Listen, I won. That's all that matters.
Bro.
Owen in Westchester
you can even,
lost.
Not be annoying when you win.
Owen in Owen, what do you got to say for yourself?
Not my strong suit.
Okay, well, I thought you said you beat me on NBA like back in October.
Doesn't mean it was my strong suit. You're not that tough to beat.
All right, well, listen. Owen, come on, man. Apparently I am because I've only lost 23 times. 161, Owen. I mean, Owen, could you imagine winning Beat the Hammer 161 times? I mean, what level of man to be that level of achievement? I mean, think about it.
A weasel.
Bang!
Owen, I got to say something. Just because I kind of, and I can't really fully admit this, but I kind of admire your level of smack talk. We're going to award you. I'm not really admitting that, but I'm sort of pseudo saying, not bad. We're going to award you the 4-pack of tickets to the Reading Fightin' Phils.
Sweet.
All right, buddy. Owen, let me put you on hold. Let me put you on hold. We'll get your information. And with that, we shut the music down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I mean, John, if you're on the third team, you're part of the all-NBA teams, but you're not all-NBA when you're on the third team. You're third teamer. You're bench guy.
Why are you going third team when he was second team?
Or second team. You're still bench guy. You're bench guy.
It's what it is. It's called the all-NBA teams. Like,
teams.
In fact, if you look up how many all-NBA teams is LeBron been on, it says 17. Yeah. So,
all right, let's go to the phone.
It is what it is, buddy.
Let's go to the phone. That's
and you got it right. Why have you been complaining about
it? It's just because it took me extra time.
How annoying does someone have to be? How annoying does someone have to be to get a question right and then complain about it? Like,
the proper,
next level annoying.
The proper way to ask the question would have been on one of the three All-NBA
that's
teams.
That's not the way it's said, man. Like, yeah, that's your specific little thing. It's said this way. This is what it's
look,
called.
I won.
You can argue with
I
what
won.
It's called.
I won.
You're so annoying.
If it's not not considered making the All-NBA team, why is it called the All-NBA third team?
Third team.
Yeah, it's called the All-NBA second team
and
third team.
Why do they make three
NBA
teams for the All-NBA team?
Like, you're just wrong
about
this.
Listen,
like,
you
sound like an idiot.
Considered the All-NBA team.
This makes
Joe,
me happy.
Joe,
don't say that. You're an idiot. No, I'm not. Let's go to the phone.
In this case, you are.
Guys, victory number 106.
Bang!
Yep. Let's go to the phone. Sledgehammer in Collegeville. Sledgy.
Oh, man. You got to gloat about everything. You just can't take the win and be humble about it.
I can take the win. I mean, listen, I got that guy talking smack to me. I'm a little smack back.
Well, I was going to pull out a Richie Sledgehammer segment, but I need to get right down to business.
Go for it. Sixers, what do you got?
Well, bottom line is this, that, you know, this is do or die for the Sixers. I mean, they got to show how bad do they really want it. And if they really want it, do they want it more than the Hawks? I mean, there's no two ways about it. How bad do they want this? They need to come out. They need to perform. They need to do what they need to do.
I actually agree with that. I mean, I know on one hand, Sledge, you're being simplistic, but I think there is a lot of that. I mean, Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, presumably, and Tobias Harris, are either in their hotel rooms right now, or maybe they're grabbing some, you know, a lunch or something. Maybe they're taking a walk around Atlanta, but they know they're about to play a game in 7 hours. And I think their mentality entering this thing is a critical part of it. They've got to shake off two nights ago, and they've got to want it. Because if they want it, they should win it because they are the better team.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only way that you have to look at it right now. I mean, because literally, this is literally do or die. It's either you're going to pull out all the stops, do what you got to do to get the win, and push to a game seven, otherwise you're done for the year. Like, how bad do you really want it?
I agree. Sledge, give me who you want to give that pregame speech to Ben Simmons tonight.
All right, well, I'm going to change the words a little bit, but I thought it would be really cool to have Ben sit down with Mickey, and Mickey Tom's like, look, when you're down and out and you feel like you just can't get that shot off and there's no hope, you just listen to that little voice in your head. And that little voice is going to tell you, get up there, you son of a gun. Just Mickey loves you.
Oh, I like that. That's well done.
It was nice.
Like, nice, probably the best moment from Rocky V. Or is that, it was Rocky V, right? Yeah, when Mick's dead. And Rock's talking to, like, Angel Mick. I guess he's not talking to Angel Mick. He's visualizing a scene that had happened years earlier when Mick was alive and Rock was young.
See, I think I've blocked out most of Rocky V.
Yeah.
I only saw it once, like, forever ago, and just was like, I'm done with this.
Yeah. I thought the coolest part of the whole movie was that takedown that Rock had out in the street.
Yeah.
Where he did the spinning thing with his arms out at
right,
the sides.
Right.
That was amazing.
Tommy Gunn.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I do.
That was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. I don't know if Stallone could really actually make that move. It looked like something.
Very impressive.
I don't know if Bruce Lee could make that move.
Yeah, it's like a Van Damme move or something.
Yeah.
No, actually, so that was sort of a combo because, he was actually talking about Mick at the end. to Rock in the fight scene in the street, but then there was the scene earlier in the movie when Rock's in the gym. So it's kind of a combo there. All right, let's go to Lou right now. Lou, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
It's going well, Lou.
Game day, Lou. Big game.
Yeah, I know. What do you guys think? I mean, really,
victory. Victory. Victory.
You really see that?
I do.
I think it's very likely that they are able to put it together and have the emotional preparedness to, you know, storm the court. And I just hope that Joel's able to keep that pace for the whole game, because he wasn't the last two. And I think there's attrition that's taking place here with Joel's body. I think that, yeah, everyone else needs to match his intensity and sustain it. But they have a shot. Think about this, though. Like, you keep bringing up the fact that Joel is the best player on the court, and I agree with you.
Yep.
But what a major disadvantage it is that our best player has to be fed the ball, and their best player just automatically has it.
Sure. No, you're right.
And facilitates as well as scores.
Yep. You're right.
What a unique concept. A point guard that scores as well as facilitates.
Absolutely.
I sure hope you guys are right about this one. But
to be clear, Lou, I don't think John's – I mean, John basically, I think earlier today, if I heard him right, said victory tonight, loss in game seven. I mean, that's what it sounded like.
I expect – that's what I expect.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can see that happening with this team.
Well,
I mean,
it's possible. I recognize it's possible. Yeah.
I hope it's not true, but I really – you know, I don't know anymore with this team. It's just their Achilles heel with the shooting and stuff and the guys disappearing. It's just beyond me. I mean, it's just really – it's just very frustrating.
It's extremely frustrating. Lou, give me what you got here for who should give the pregame pep talk to Ben Simmons.
Well, I'm going to go. I was in Colorado last week, and my nephew graduated. When they played the song the night before, me and my brother had watched a Macho Man documentary, and it was his music coming out. So we turned to each other like, "Where's the Macho Man?" And a couple guys in front of us turned around and goes, "I thought the same thing, the Macho Man," because it was his music.
I like it.
So I'm going with the Macho Man.
It's a great answer right there. Macho Man's good stuff. John, let me give you an idea for an adjustment.
Yeah, we're turning it around today with positive moments.
All right, here's an adjustment. Let's talk about turning it around. Let me give you an adjustment that I would say Doc Rivers should make today. I know. My Macho Man wasn't very good. It's bad.
Yeah, that's the word.
Terrible. Horrendous. Heinous. Despicable. All right, here's an idea. Tell me if you buy this one as a strategic adjustment Doc Rivers can make tonight. Play Joel Embiid less early.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when you watch these games, this has been very different than the regular season. Doc is leaving Joel in the first quarter up until about a minute and a half or 2 minutes are left in the first quarter. He's playing him like for a good like 9.5, 10 and a half minutes. And regular season, he wasn't taking him that far in the first quarter. I think part of the strategy is you got to go to Dwight Howard and say, or whatever combination of Ben's players, but I think Dwight's the main guy. And just say, listen, dude, like, instead of your 12 minutes or 10 minutes, I'm tapping into you for like 16 or 18. And I need you to pick him up because we're going to go to you a little earlier because we need to have Joel ready for the end of the game. And we're going to make that adjustment tonight. You take Joel out with 4 minutes left in the first quarter. And it's risky because, you know, I mean, Joel's a big part of what helps you have these first quarter leads. But I'm trying to maintain and maximize him for the fourth quarter. What are your thoughts on that strategic adjustment?
They must make something like that. You know, they have to shave his minutes off in some fashion. The series against the Wizards, he averaged 27 minutes a game, and a lot of that was because they had, you know, huge leads
and he got injured.
Well, they're not including. Well,
oh, you're not including the injured game. I'm just saying.
Not including the injured.
Okay,
game.
Fair enough. Gotcha.
But. Right now, heading into this last game, he was averaging 36 minutes per game.
And that's, I got it right here.
This last game was 39?
Correct.
Or 38?
I got it here. He's been 38, 35, 34, 36, 39. That's more than he plays in the regular season.
Yes.
I mean, it just is.
And you can see the results.
Yeah.
he's not able to sustain that.
Yep.
And so, yes, I'm sure they've gone and looked at those numbers, and they're calculating ways to get him off the court earlier, and that will help.
And that's risky. Don't get me wrong. I know, but it's risky, but
I'm telling you, it adds up.
I know.
You get to a point in these series later in the playoffs where your body just no longer can recover at the same pace. You can't get all the lactic acid out of your muscles in between games.
All right, let's go to Josh in Reading. Josh, you're on WIP.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Josh.
Beautiful day out today.
Looks it.
Thank goodness, because I only got doom and gloom for tonight. Ugh.
Really?
So do you think we can beat this game? Do you think we could win the game without Ben Simmons tonight if he didn't play at all?
Well, can, sure. Well, my voice is cracked. Can they?
Make
can
sure
they
you cut that, Jimmy.
Can they? Sure, but, you know, that would make it harder.
I mean, for playing a lot of sports growing up, even into my adulthood,
can they?
And being a wrestler, like, you see when someone's broken, and Ben in his face just looks mentally broken. And after the way Embiid put everything he could out in that last game and to lose it the way he is, I mean, emotionally, he's got to be close to a breaking point, too.
If we limp
our way through this game, that's going to burn even more to come home and do what they do. So if we face any strong adversity in tonight's game, or it comes down to, like, a three-point end-of-the-game showdown, we're not going to be looking too good.
Yeah, I'm really hoping they have a cushy lead late in the fourth quarter, because it's going to be very tough to watch if it's very, very close. Josh, give me who should give the pep talk to Ben Simmons?
I just think we need a miracle. We need a miracle from here on out, like till the end, as far as we can go. So if you guys are familiar with the expression of giving someone a Jesus talk, I think we need Jesus to come straight on down.
Wow.
Melt something into Ben's ear.
Jesus.
And give us all the miracle we need.
Down comes Jesus. It's funny. I was thinking of Mike and the Mechanics there. Aren't they the ones, All I Need Is a Miracle?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, he went from to Jesus. There you go. All right. So, by the way, Seltzer, let me just say something to everyone listening. James has been on the phone for like the last 3 minutes. Just chatting away. And John, I can just tell, is trying to get James's attention for James to cut the audio.
I missed it. I was on the phone.
We noticed. Yeah.
How long ago was it, Rich?
Chatty. I don't know. Maybe 3 minutes, I guess.
I mean, what's the deal, James? You just in there
answer the phones while also talking to you guys.
Right.
You guys just sit there and talk. I got to talk to everybody on the phones, get the phones up.
But
I mean, like to call and just talk to me sometimes.
What, are you taking like a pizza order? What's going on back there?
I got a lot. You know how much I'm going on back. I'm podcasting. I'm tweeting. Sending out links. I got a million things.
Oh, poor Seltzer.
Not poor. I like it. I'm good at it. But I got a lot going on. All right? A lot going on.
Because that entire phone call, I was looking at John while he was looking at James.
Yeah.
I knew exactly what John was thinking.
I was, trying to make a timestamp.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. Spike Eskin will join us next in studio. His thoughts on Game 6 and the 76ers and Ben Simmons and Tobias and Joel, the whole deal. Spike on the Sixers, plus the calls up ahead. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. It's always exciting when a player scores a goal in the Euros. But this year, it's twice as exciting because FanDuel is paying out double the winnings when you bet on a player to score during a Euro game. Just sign up with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Enter promo code HAMMER and pick your goal scorer for a shot at 2x the payout. That's right, 2x the payout. No matter who you pick, FanDuel will double your payout up to $250, and you'll have your bonus in less than 72 hours. That's because FanDuel Sportsbook gets you your winnings fast. There's no better place to bet Euro 2020 than FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Sign up for a FanDuel Sportsbook account using promo code HAMMER and choose the player in the anytime goal scorer market for a chance to double your winnings. And, of course, you can bet any sport with FanDuel Sportsbook. It's all there for you, promo code HAMMER. Again, FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. Sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.